What's the matter? I was just coming back from the bathroom, and I heard you here in the spare bedroom. Are you okay? You don't have to apologize. I'm not mad. Oh, geez. I hope you're not embarrassed to see me just in my red t-shirt and white nylon panties. This is what I wear to bed. My son told me to stay upstairs while he was having his party in the basement, so I didn't think anyone would see me. But, how come you're sitting here with the lights turned off? Wouldn't you rather be with your friends down in the basement? Oh, honey, you're crying. Here, I'll close the door and we can talk privately, okay? Good. I want you to know there's nothing wrong with crying if you're sad. I bet the other kids would tease you, though, if they saw you like this. Huh? Is that why you're here all by yourself? Did something happen? Yeah, I know. Teenagers can be so mean. Even when they're all grown up, they don't realize how hurtful their words can be. You want to tell me what happened downstairs? Your friends were making fun of you. Are you sure they weren't just joking around? I know boys don't always realize when they're crossing the line. They're just mean, huh? Well, did you ask my son to get them to stop? It's his party. He could tell them that he was going to kick them out if they didn't behave. What? He started it? Why, that little shit. I raised him better than that. Or at least I tried to. His asshole father was a bad role model, I know. But I thought things would get better after he left us. But my son Stephen just started acting out. I thought I was the only one he was treating that way. But it looks like I was just fooling myself. Oh, yeah. He calls me names and pushes me around all the time. You know how big he is. He outweighs me by at least 50 pounds. And honestly, just between you and me, he kind of scares me. You too, huh? I guess we have something in common. Oh, you are such a sweet boy. It feels like years since my own son hugged me like this. I didn't realize how much I missed it. Now I'm crying too. No, you didn't make me sad. It just feels really nice hugging you like this. I've been so lonely for so long. It's like I forgot how good it felt, you know. And your hug just reminded me. You ask tough questions, kid. I thought I had friends. I was a trophy wife, you know, when I got married. I was young and pretty, and I had a great figure and everything. And some men think that marrying a beautiful woman proves that they're hot stuff. Sexy and virile, you know, being able to attract a hot woman. And some women are kind of dumb when they're young, like I was. Well, it's flattering to capture the attention of a handsome older man who's also rich and showers you with gifts and talks a good game. That is, until you get older and your husband decides he needs a new trophy wife, a younger one. Then all you have left is your alimony checks and a son who learned all the wrong lessons. Anyway, long story short, my so-called friends were other trophy wives. And after the divorce, they didn't want anything to do with me again. They thought my bad luck might rub off on them. Yeah, it does suck, doesn't it? I'm sure you're a better man than that. You're already so sweet and caring. When you get married, I bet you'll treat your wife with love and respect. Or husband, if that's what you want. Oh, you definitely like girls, huh? Okay, I can't seem to blame you, but with how the boys treat you. Do you want to talk to me about what happened in the basement tonight? Don't worry if it's embarrassing. I'm a lot older than you. I've seen a lot. I've been through a lot. And I can give you some perspective. There are things that can seem really important when you're young that aren't such a big deal later in life. Why, when I was a girl, I thought I'd die if I didn't get that red plaid winter coat with a black fur collar because I thought it would make me look hot and sexy. You know, like the girls on TV. Now, who gives a damn? Oops, sorry. Oh, come on now. Tell me what's bothering you. I can tell it must be important. What do you mean you're afraid there might be something wrong with your body? Oh, hell. What has my bully of a son been telling you anyway? Come on, cuddle up with me and tell me what happened. You don't even have to look at me while you talk. I know you must have been excited to be invited to the party, because the other boys usually leave you out of things. I bet you thought that you were finally getting to be friendly with them, and they towards you, too. But now it turns out it was just one big dirty rotten trick, huh? One of the boys had been spreading rumors about you, and so they invited you to this party to see if they were true or not. And they waited until you were distracted. Then they made a circle around you and pulled down your pants and shorts. Oh, God. That must have been awful. Why would they do a thing like that? There was a rumor that you had a weird dick and they wanted to see it. Oh, what a crappy thing to do. It's okay, honey. You can cry as much as you need to. Just cry right here into my soft bosom while I stroke your hair. No wonder you were embarrassed, and all for nothing. I'm sure your penis is fine. Shh, shh, shh. It's okay. Did I make it feel worse just now? If I did, I'm sorry. You poor sweet boy. Just let it all out. That's right. You're safe here with me. Absolutely. I won't let anyone hurt you. Not as long as you're in my house. Okay, darling? You're still scared? Oh. The other boys said that you do have a weird dick, and now you're afraid there's something really wrong with you? Those fucking boys. Bullies. Every last one of them. Did any of the girls see it at the party? No? Oh, the boys had you surrounded when they pulled your pants down, and then they pulled them back up before any of the girls could see it. That's probably for the best. The last thing you need is for those mean girls my son hangs around with picking on you. Besides, I'm sure they'd tell you there's something wrong with you, no matter what. Really? You were worried about it even before they started making fun of you? Have you, talked to your family doctor about it? I mean, I know you live alone with your mom and... Oh, you were too embarrassed to talk to the doctor. Yeah, I get it. There are so many sex hang-ups in this society that you can't exactly talk about your penis problem. Not that I think it's a problem, mind you. It's just frustrating, isn't it? But what can you do? Well, of course, sweetheart. You can ask me anything. Do you want me to call your mom to come get you or something like that? Oh. You want me to look at your penis to see if it's, like, weird? Oh, jeez. I'm not sure that would be appropriate. I mean, what would your mother say? You won't tell anyone, will you? Well, I guess it would be okay. You're really freaking out about this, aren't you? And I do want you to feel better. Okay, fine. I'll examine it for you. Just so you stop worrying. But please, please keep this a secret. And don't tell anyone. I could get in some serious trouble here. Shh. I believe you. Now let me just turn the light on so I can see you better. There. Now why don't you stand up and pull your pants and underwear down so I can see better. Oh God, I hope I'm doing the right thing here. Oh my God. No. Don't, it's okay, it's okay. Don't freak out. There is nothing wrong with your cock. Penis. Were they making fun of you because it's so, you know, so long? Oh, honey, they're just jealous. It's fine to have a bigger penis, you know, like in porn. The guys are usually big in porn, aren't they? You've never seen porn? Really? At your age? And with the internet and everything? Oh, your mom told you not to, so you don't. You are such a good son. Your mom's really lucky. So, tell me, does it get, like, bigger, you know, when you, touch it? What do you mean? Oh, shit. You know. When you masturbate. Like, there's a saying about guys, about some being a shower and some being a grower. So, some guys, they look smaller, but get bigger when it's hard. And for some, it sort of stays the same size. You know what I'm getting at? What does masturbate mean? Oh boy, how are you so innocent when you're hung like that? Sorry, forget I said that. You know, when you play with your penis. Does it get all stiff? And it feels good to touch it, right? That's called masturbating. You don't do that. Really? I thought all teenage boys couldn't help themselves. Oh, your mom says it's nasty to touch yourself there unless you're cleaning it. Well, your mom is really strict, I guess, huh? But still, it must get hard on its own sometimes, right? Like, in the morning when you first wake up? Oh, shit. Shit. I'm sorry. I made you cry again. Oh, come here, baby. Come hug me again. Shh. Don't worry about putting your pants back on. It's okay. You poor thing. You're scared when it gets all big like that. It feels funny in your tummy and you want to touch it, but you know it would make your mommy mad. You wish it wouldn't do that. Oh no, sweetheart. It's perfectly normal for it to get hard like that and for you to want to touch it. That's all normal. I don't know why your mom told you those things. But it's just not true. Oh, you must feel so pent up and tense. No wonder you keep crying. How else are you going to feel some kind of relief? Do you trust me? Okay, I'm going to help you. I promise, everything I'm going to do is so that you will feel better. Okay? I want you to understand your body. And I want you to know that you have nothing to be ashamed of. Okay? Now, come sit down here next to me on the bed. Just leave your pants and underwear off. Leave them on the floor for now. That's good. Now cuddle up against me with your head on my soft bosom so that you can watch what I'm doing. Don't be scared. I'm sure you're going to like this. See? I'm going to take your penis in my hand really gently. Shh, shh. It's okay. Don't worry about what your mommy would say. She's not here. It's just between the two of us and no one else. And I promise I'm not going to tell. So see, we both promise. This is our special secret. Now, do you like how that feels? Having my soft hand wrap around your penis like that? See how it's starting to get harder? That's how you know that you enjoy being touched like this. Yeah. The better your penis feels, the harder it gets. So if I slowly start moving my hand up and down, see? See how it's getting much, much harder? Have you ever looked at it when it was hard? I thought maybe you hadn't. But you see, there's nothing to be scared of. I think it looks really good. And now we know that it does get even bigger when it's hard, doesn't it? Which is just fine. I'm going to keep stroking it like this, up and down, starting from the base here, where your testicles are, and up your long shaft to the head of your penis. You just gasped, sweetie. Do you like how it feels when my hand touches the head of your penis? That's where most of the nerve endings are, you know. They're designed to feel really good when they get touched. I find that the underside usually feels the best if you slowly run a finger over it like this. Don't worry. It's normal to moan when you feel pleasure. Men and women both do it. In fact, I like hearing you moan. It tells me that I'm making you feel very good. So you moan all you want, okay? I'm going to speed up my hand a little bit. Yeah, keep moaning for me. Oh, I love how you sound. I love how your cock feels. That's another word for penis. It's a dirty word. I know, but I like to say it when I'm with a lover. A lover is someone you do things like this with, you know, sexual things. I want you to be my lover. Is that okay? I know you're much younger than me. I know it's not normal, me being so much older than you, old enough to be your mother. But I don't care. You're such a sweet boy, and you deserve so much better than you're getting. And so do I. Please, will you be my lover? Thank you. Oh, thank you, sweetheart. I'm so happy. I don't know if I've ever been this happy before. Let me show you, my beautiful boy. Let me show you how happy you make me. I'm going to make you come. That's when your cock feels so good that you feel pleasure in your whole body. And when that happens, a whole bunch of sticky white stuff comes out of your penis. It's called semen, or cum, when you're with a lover. Have you ever done that before? Maybe you've heard it called having an orgasm, or ejaculating? No. Haven't you ever woken up and your pajamas are all sticky? Never? Then you're about to come for the very first time. And I'm so glad I get to be the one to do this for you. It's a bond we'll always have that you'll never have with another woman. You always remember your first time. So just relax against me. Don't worry about a thing. Let the pleasure just take you away. And when you feel ready to come, don't hold back. Give in to the feeling. Good boy. Moan into my breast while I stroke you. Let me hear how good it feels. Yeah, like that. Yeah, thrust into my hand. Show me what your cock needs. Your big, thick cock. It was made for this. It was made to give you pleasure. It's been waiting for this moment your whole life. Oh, God, you're twitching in my hand. You're so close. Come for me, baby. Please, come for me. Yes, yes, you're coming. Oh, oh, there's so much. Oh, this is amazing. I've never seen so much cum. Oh, you're doing so good, sweetheart. Here, let me just squeeze every last drop out of you. Okay. I'll take my hand away now. It's going to be very sensitive for a little while after you come. But that's just normal. Now, just lay down here with me. Yeah, next to me like this on your bed. And enjoy the feeling. Enjoy the afterglow. And don't worry about anything else. It sure went all over the place, didn't it? There's cum everywhere. I'll have to wash your shirt before I send you home. It doesn't sound like your mom would be any too happy to find cum stains on your shirt. And I got a bunch of my t-shirt, too. Just a second. I hope this is okay. I want to take my shirt off. I want to show you my breasts. Yeah. I guess I should ask you if you've ever seen a lady's breasts before. Accidentally? How does that happen? Oh, sometimes you're watching a movie or TV and you see them. But you cover your eyes right away? Did your mom tell you to do that? I thought so. What? Really? She changes her clothes where you can see her, and then she gets mad if she thinks you're looking. Oh. Your mom sounds seriously fucked up, sweetheart. I'm sorry to say that, but really, I wish you could trade kids with her. You could come live with me and learn all about sex, and Stephen would get some fucking discipline for once in his life. Ugh. I don't even want to think about them right now. Not when we're alone together like this. This should be all about just you and me. Hey, quit looking away. You don't have to cover your eyes now. This isn't an accident. I want you to see my body. Yes, you lovely boy. I want you to stare at my breasts. Oh. I love seeing that look in your eyes. You think they're beautiful? Well, they used to look a lot better, you know. Oh, perkier, you know. Just perkier. Before I had Stephen. Yeah, before I got old. Or so my husband calls me. My husband wanted me to get a boob job, you know, but I refused. I didn't want to alter my body and get all these big puffed up bolt-on tits just so he could get his dick up again. I'm glad now. I mean, the way you look at me, I don't feel old anymore. I feel hot and young and sexy again. And I feel something else, too. I feel horny. Do you know what that means? It means like how you felt when I touched your cock. It means my body is aching to feel pleasure. Will you touch my breasts? I would love it if you touch them. It's okay. I know this is your first time. Here, I'll help you. I'm going to straddle you. I'm going to get on top of you, and I'm going to straddle you like this. Yeah. So that I can take your hands and guide them. There, like that. Go ahead. Cup them. Put your hands underneath my breasts and cup them. Feel their weight. Feel how soft and squishy they are. Nothing else feels like a woman's breasts. Now squeeze them. Yeah. Oh, gently, gently. Let your fingers feel their texture. I like that. I like your warm hands touching me. I like how gentle you are. It's like you're worshiping me. Yeah. I'm going to move your hands up now. I want you to touch my nipples. They feel different from the rest of my breasts, don't they? Yeah. They're not soft right now. They're kind of hard and erect, just like your cock. They get hard when I feel pleasure. I don't want you to be gentle with them. I want you to pinch them. Ooh, that's good. Yeah, I like that a lot. Will you pinch them harder? Do it for me, please. I'll tell you if it's too much, but I can take a lot. Oh, fuck. Oh, boy, did that send a tingle down me. Oh, God, yeah, just like that. That is perfect. Oh, God, yeah. Ooh. Now, I want your mouth. I want your mouth on my hard, aching nipple. Yeah. I want you to lick it with your tongue and suck on it. Like a baby that needs milk. Pretend you're sucking the milk out of my nipple. Don't worry. Mine don't make milk anymore. Just pretend. You can suck as hard as you want. Yeah, lie back. Let me feed it to you. Let me feed you my nipple. Oh, God, that feels so good. Oh, I love your mouth on my nipple. Sucking. Oh, God. It's been so long since anyone has sucked my tit like this. Oh, and you're so eager. I love it. Oh, you're making me feel so good. Yeah, suck it. Suck it hard. Yeah, keep pinching the other one with your fingers. Oh, baby, you learn so fast. Oh, you are going to be such a great lover. I just know it. Oh, you got natural talent. Yeah. Okay, now let me kiss you. Let me kiss you while we feel my titties. Yeah, I'm sure you've never been kissed like this before. Yeah, it's called French kissing. That's right. I put my tongue in your mouth. That's how lovers kiss. I'm going to kiss you again. And this time, you put your tongue in my mouth, okay? Good. Very good. Excellent. You like how I taste? I like how you taste too. Do you want me? Do you have that funny feeling in your tummy again? Yeah. Well, I can feel how hard your cock is against my ass. So, I kind of thought you might be. Yeah. I'm going to take my panties off, okay? Yeah. Now, come here. Come here. I'm going to lay down on the bed. We're going to switch around. I'm going to lay down here on the bed and come up here and get between my legs. Kneel between my legs. I want to show you my pussy. Sometimes it's called a cunt, too. Yeah. Good boy. Right there. Right there. Exactly. This is what I have instead of a penis. These lips, they're called the labia. And there's two sets, see? The outer and the inner. They surround my vagina, which is this warm, wet hole. See it? And at the top here, that's my clit. It's very sensitive to being touched, just like when I touch the head of your cock. And this above it is called my pubic hair. I like to keep it neat and trimmed. I think it looks prettier that way. But lots of women just, you know, they just let it grow wild and free. And it provides a really nice cushion for when people fuck so that they don't wear their pubic bones out. Yeah. Well, when I talk about my pussy, I mean my lips and my clit and my vagina, they're all together. Oh, I guess this is all new to you, huh? Don't worry if you don't remember everything. We can go over it again. Oh, you don't think you'll forget anything about tonight? Oh, God, you just gave me shivers. Ooh, I want you. I want your cock inside my pussy. If you only knew how much. Oh, God, I want you to fuck me so bad. Yeah. Yeah, come on. Get on top of me. Yeah. Hold yourself up on your arms. Use your arms to hold your body up so you don't squish me. Yeah. Hold just your chest up. Just your chest. Yeah. Like you're doing a push-up. I'm going to take your cock in my hand like I did before. And now, oh, move your hips forward just a little bit. Yeah, there, right there. See? The head of your cock is pressed right up there, right against my pussy. Yeah. Oh, feel how warm and wet it is? Oh, your cock is going to feel so good when it's all the way inside me. Are you ready? Okay, see how the tip of your cock, the head of your cock is right there, right at my entrance. Okay, it's in position. Now, I want you to slowly push forward, push your hips forward, push it in. And it's very important that you do it slowly, okay? Because your cock is really big and my pussy needs time to expand to get used to it so it doesn't hurt me and make me sore. Okay? Yeah, like that. Yeah, like, oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Nice and slow. Oh, God. Oh, you're filling me up so good. Oh, God, I love it. Oh, it feels amazing. Oh, those fucking bullies with their little dicks. They could never make a woman feel like this. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, this is a real cock. You should be proud of this cock. Oh, yeah, keep going. Oh, yeah. I want you to... Oh, God, yeah, more. Give me all your... Oh, jeez, yeah. Oh, it feels so good. I want you inside me as deep as you can go. Don't stop. Don't stop until you hit something, okay? That'll be my cervix. Oh, and that means that... Oh, when your cock hits the end of my pussy tunnel and can't get any further, then you're right there. You're right there at my cervix, which means you're right there at the opening of my womb. And that's where I make the babies. My womb is my baby factory, and you're right there. When you can't go any further, you're right there. Oh, I'll tell you when you're there in case you can't tell, okay? Until then, just keep pushing it inside me. Keep going. Oh, you are filling me up so good, baby. Yeah. Does it? Does your cat feel good? Does my hot, wet pussy feel good around your hard, swollen cock? It should. It should feel good. This is the best feeling in the whole world. Jesus. This is where your cock belongs. Your cock belongs in my pussy. Oh, shit. There, there. Oh, you just hit my cervix. Yeah, stop pushing. Stop, stop, stop. Now, oh, go ahead. You can relax on top of me. Yeah, come on. You can lay on top of me. I could take your weight. You still got your elbows crooked a little bit, so it's okay. Yeah, now, can you look down? Can you look down? Raise your hips up a little bit. Can you look down at your cock and tell me how many inches you got sticking out? Good. That means I was able to take almost the whole thing. I love it. Oh, good. Yeah. Ooh, your soft shirt feels really nice against my breasts, but I want to feel your skin. Can you push yourself up a little bit so I can take it off you? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so much better. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like feeling your skin. I like feeling your chest rubbing against my breast. Yeah. No, I'm good. I'm very good. And your cock just moved a little bit inside me. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's nice. Oh, I'm going to wrap my arms around you now and press you against me. I want to hold you against me as I kiss you some more. Mm-hmm. Kiss me again. Open your mouth for me. Oh, so. I love kissing you. I love French kissing you. I love it when we have our tongues in each other's mouths. Feel my breasts as I rub them against your chest as we're kissing. Yeah. And feel my hips as I'm moving my hips because I can't possibly stay still with your cock inside me like this and your chest rubbing against my breasts. And my nipples are so hard and our tongues are in each other's mouths as we kiss. And it's just, I'm just experiencing so much pleasure. Oh, God, yeah. That's a good boy. Listen to your body. It knows what to do. You were built to fuck. That's why you have such a big, beautiful cock. So you can do this. So you can fuck me. Is it good? Oh, God, yeah. Please move it. Tell me it's good. Yeah. Tell me. Tell me how good it is. Whisper it in my ear, baby. Yeah. Tell me how bad you need me. Please. Tell me how bad you need my body. Tell me how bad you want to fuck me. Please. Please. I know you do. I know, because I do too. I need it too. I just can't help it. I'm moving my hips and I feel your cock inside me as we fuck each other. And you feel my cunt. Oh, sliding against your cock as you're inside me, balls deep. Yeah, I need, oh, I need this huge cock inside me so bad. I need it. I need it hard. And I'm so ready for you. I could take it. Fuck me hard. Now pound me. Don't hold back. Take me. Take me with your long, thick cock. Use me for your pleasure. Go ahead. Don't hold back. Don't worry about me. I can do it. I can handle you. It's okay. Women are built to fuck, do you know? Go ahead. Give me everything you got. I don't care. Condom? What condom? We don't need any condoms. I want you to fuck me raw, kid. Skin to skin. I want to feel your cum erupting inside me. Oh, God. I wish I'd had your first huge load. It was a load of cum for a lifetime. And you had so much. Oh, that was just, oh, so much. Yeah, I want you to come again just like you did before. I want you to give me all your cum. And I want you, I don't care if you make me pregnant. I don't care. We'd have a beautiful child. A sweet, kind child. Just like you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do it. Oh, God, yes, baby. Oh, you're a natural. Yeah. Bury yourself inside my wet cunt like this. Yeah. Moan in my ear. Yeah. Oh, tell me how much you love it. Tell me how much you love fucking your cock inside my fuckhole. I'm old enough to be your mother. I know that. But you're fucking me so good. Oh, God. I love it. I've never felt this good before. Never in my whole life. I want you to fuck me forever. I want to be yours. You'd have me whenever you want, okay? Okay? Yeah. Grab me. Put your hands underneath my hips and grab my ass. Hold me tight against you as you pump inside me. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, geez, yeah, oh, God, yeah, you feel it? Are you feeling it? Are you close? Don't stop, don't you fucking dare stop, keep going, keep fucking me, fuck that cum into me, fuck it deep into my cunt, drown my womb with it, with your thick, hard, young cum, give it to me, yeah, oh, God, yeah, I feel it too, yeah, I can feel it, oh, it feels so good inside me, I'm coming too, yeah, give it to me, I'm coming on your sweet, oh, jeez, yeah, oh, God, baby, I love it, I love it, I love your cocks, oh, I love it. My beautiful boy, my beautiful lover. That was the best fuck of my life, let me tell you. My cunt is still twitching. Can you feel it? It doesn't want to let go of your cock. Yeah, I'm squeezing my cunt muscles. Oh, so hard. I want to just squeeze your cock so bad while it's inside me. I love it. I love your cock so much. Yeah. It's okay. It's normal for it to get soft like this again. Every time you come, yeah. You can slide it out of me. Yeah. Yeah. Gently. See? I didn't even have to tell you. You're a natural. You can stay in here. I'm going to wash your clothes so that you can take them home again. And I'll bring them back when I'm done. But why don't you wait in my bedroom, just in case someone comes upstairs, okay? No, I'm sure they couldn't hear us. The basement's basically soundproof. It was my husband's man cave, and he didn't want to be able to hear me calling for him when he was down there, all doing his secret things, whatever the hell they were. So listen, I have way lots more to teach you. Can you come on over here Monday after school? Huh? Maybe? Stephen has baseball practice, so he won't be home until after 5. And that'll give us at least a couple of hours together, alone. Do you want to? I mean, I don't want to be pushy or anything. Yeah? Okay, cool. I'm going to go. I got to do your laundry. Sweet dreams, baby. Dream about me. You take a little nap, okay? And I don't mind if the sheets are sticky in the morning, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Good night, sweetheart.